Effective speakers are able to adapt their speaking style in a conversation. They build a communication bridge by repeating some of the key words the other person has used. Listen to how Jack does this when speaking to his colleague, Carolyn.
What are you going to say to HR?
Well, I have to make it clear that we need to strengthen our sales team with one more person. If we don't get more help, we won't be able to cover our planned expansion into Scandinavia.
I agree that we need another person if we're going to expand into Scandinavia.
If we can tap into the potential market there, the increased revenue would more than pay for the new employee.
Tapping into the Scandinavian market would certainly increase our revenue. What else?
Oh, they'll probably want to talk about personnel costs and so on.
Did you notice how Jack used some of Carolyn's expressions to build a communication bridge? It can create a powerful feeling of empathy. Now you try. You'll be speaking with Carolyn. She will make a statement. In the pause, you make a comment using similar language to hers. Afterwards, you will hear a model comment from Jack. Don't worry if your words are not exactly the same. Okay, let's start.
I've just been looking at some of the proposed adverts for the Swedish trade magazines. It's important to get them right when we're entering a new market.
Yes, it's important to get your advertising right in a new market.
I'm not sure these ads work culturally. They seem better suited to the British market than the Swedish one.
Our ads should suit the Swedish culture and market.
I'll send the proposals to a few Swedish contacts I have. They would know if the ads work.
It's a good idea to find out from your Swedish contacts if the ads work.
Maybe they can suggest some other advertising channels too. We shouldn't just rely on trade magazines.
Good thinking. We could use some advice on channels other than trade magazines.
How did you get on?